commemorations are planned around the state to mark Veterans Day. Though in Reading, veterans are honored every month at the town senior center. And WGBH Radio's Mary Blake stopped by last week to sit in on the gathering of veterans who socialize and share experiences.
Kevin Bowmiller is Veteran Services Officer for the town of Reading. A Navy vet himself, he has hosted these meetings called Scuttlebutts for 4 years.
There's something about being in the military. It's a camaraderie of being in the military. And when you get a bunch of veterans together from all different conflicts, they tend to open up and relax and share stories.
Shared stories and shared milestones.
Happy birthday to you.
Air Force veteran Bill Brown, who served during the Korean War, turned 89. At the back of the room, Jack Swimer disclosed he'll be celebrating his 94th birthday today, Veterans Day. Swimer served in World War II. He grew up in Woburn, and he took part in the invasion of Normandy. His job on D-Day was to ferry troops and tanks onto Omaha Beach. He says one memory in particular stays with him, a conversation he had with one of the infantry soldiers as they waited to land.
And he said, you're going to drop me off. He said, then you leave. And I said, yeah. We often think of that soldier, just hope he made out all right.
Swimer returned home, graduated high school and then college. He sold insurance for 40 years. He has 6 children and 24 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He spends as much time with them as he can. Army Corporal Ray Gardner sat in the front row at the scuttlebutt session. Like Swimer, Gardner is a World War II vet. He was in one of the final battles of the war and one of the bloodiest, the Battle of Okinawa. While Gardner survived, 12,500 Army soldiers and Marines did not. He says that memory stays with him.
I dream about it. It comes up in my... It reminds me in the daytime, then I have a dream at night.
Gardner grew up in Charleston, Vermont, and after the war returned to his family's farm. He married in 1950, moved to Reading, and worked for the Postal Service for 40 years. He has 6 children, 17 grandchildren, and there's great-grandchildren as well. Arthur Hubbard is another World War II veteran who lives in Reading. He is 95. Born and raised in Malden, Hubbard was assigned to a machine gun group and spent 6 months in England training for what turned out to be D-Day. Like Jack Swimer, Hubbard found himself on Omaha Beach. He was ordered by his captain to do reconnaissance.
What we saw was death and destruction. I mean, it was everywhere. And the worst thing probably is that you couldn't do anything about it.
Hubbard returned home, married, got a job in the carpet business, and opened his own store, A.J. Hubbard & Sons, in Medford in 1968. He has 3 children. Hubbard played golf, traveled, and went ballroom dancing with his wife every weekend for 35 years. Kevin Bowmiller says Hubbard's life story and all of the vet stories they share are amazing and humbling.
I know a lot of veterans, people say thank you for your service. And I know some veterans, they don't know what to say when people say thank you for your service. So what I like to kind of say now is welcome home.
The nation is doing just that today. Mary Blake, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
The story was edited by Aaron Schachter. This is WGBH Radio.